Text reads a Disney Channel original movie. A title appears. Disney, The Cheetah Girls, One World.
Cheetah Love, Scene 1A, Take 1. Mark it.
Taxis and other cars move through New York City at night. In a dressing room, Aqua and Chanel's pictures hang on a mirror. Dorinda applies mascara. Aqua puts on pink-colored lip gloss. Chanel puts on mascara as well. Aqua swipes on blush. Dorinda files her nails. They put on jewelry and accessories. Aqua looks into the mirror.
This girl is a friend for life. I'm gonna be there when you need me, that's right. Yeah, this girl's never gonna change. No matter where I go, I'll still be the same. And this girl wants to have some fun. So put your hands up, cause we've only begun. And there's no stopping us, because we got that cheetah love. We are cheetah, cheetah girls, we stick together for life. Sometimes we don't see eye to eye, but we work side by side. There is nothing in the world that we can overcome. Strength in numbers, got each other, got that cheetah love.
They dance on top of a tiered stage to a huge crowd. They turn and strut away from the front of the stage. A spotlight follows them as they climb the tiered steps. In reality, they dance in a theater.
Chanel, snap out of it.
The song is over.
But they loved us.
Who?
The fans.
That's it?
A bald man approaches them.
It's kind of rough.
Well, we're still working out the kinks.
Yeah, we used to be a foursome.
Yes. And then Galleria got into Cambridge.
Which you know is great and amazing.
Mm-hmm, especially considering her study habits.
But that's why she's in summer school.
But trust us, we totally got this down.
Yeah, whatever. Look, you get your act together, you give me a call, then we can talk about representation.
Thanks.
The man leaves.
Now what?
It just seems so hopeless.
Aqua holds a broken laptop.
What happened to your laptop?
Nothing.
You are not messing with your computer so you can flirt with that tech support guy.
No.
Dorinda eyes her.
Maybe.
He has a name. Kevin, extension 347.
Wow. What is your dad gonna say when he finds out you've been wasting precious study time flirting with the Nerd Patrol?
We cannot all have a gorgeous, devoted Spanish boyfriend.
Dorinda turns.
Well, actually, no one has a gorgeous, devoted Spanish boyfriend.
What?
Joaquin broke up with you?
I'm so sorry, Doe.
I'm okay.
What happened? Time differences, phone bills. I'm here, he's there. Things changed.
Yo, I'm so sorry. I know you really liked him.
I'm cool. And I'm hungry. Anybody else?
Starving, as usual.
Let's get out of here.
You pick whatever spot you want, all right? Anything but Spanish.
They walk out of the theater together. Lights in the city glow at night. A taxi drives past an Indian restaurant. Inside. As the three girls settle around a table, Dorinda stops and stares at silver bas-relief artwork on the wall of an elephant god. A dark-haired woman in a sari comes to their table with menus.
I see you've met Ganesh.
The statue?
Mm-hmm. He's known as the remover of obstacles.
Well, that's perfect. We've got nothing but obstacles.
Such as?
No work.
No agent.
No singing career.
Sometimes all you need is a little faith.
The woman places a flower before Ganesh and prays.
Okay, this is depressing. We've been on, like, a million auditions, and what have we booked?
That would be nothing.
I can't deal with the stress of failure. I'm already behind in my reading for Columbia.
We still have 2 months until college.
Yeah, but when it does start, we're not gonna have time to rehearse. Maybe it is time for things to change. I really should be taking that college prep class.
Yeah, and I've got that dance camp lined up for the summer.
Are you guys seriously ready to give up the cheetah dream?
No, I don't want it to end.
Me either.
Well, it's now or never, so let's make it now. Look, I promise from now on, I will stay so focused, nothing will get in our way.
Nada.
Nunca.
Exactly.
Chanel brings her phone to her ear.
Hello?
Okay.
Are you kidding? Of course we're interested.
What? Who is it?
You want us to audition for a movie? Where? Oh, somebody wants the Cheetah Girls to audition for, like, a huge Hollywood musical.
The woman looks on with a smile.
Definitely. We will be there.
Okay, what's the movie about?
Yeah, I don't remember because I kind of lost my focus after the whole Hollywood part.
We have to get this.
We will.
I haven't been this nervous in so long.
Our luck is changing. I can feel it.
Well, what are we waiting for? Cheetahs, it's on.
No one can hold us back when we're set to go.
Go.
No one can tell us that we're not ready when we're ready to flow.
Waitress stumbles. Chanel bends to help her pick up her tray. The patrons grin as they watch the girls dance. Cheetah Girls step up onto three separate chairs and do energetic arm movements while other people at the restaurant watch from the side. Waiters dance enthusiastically behind the trio. Cheetah Girls perform on a stage. Two men hidden in shadows watch from the audience.
Dig a little deeper, dig a little deeper.
The performers point downwards in sync, then pose.
Just give us a moment, please.
The girls stand and gather.
think we did. We nailed it.
I so want to go to California.
We are going to California.
Hi, and thank you for coming. I'm the director. Well, I'm Vic. Well, actually, my parents say, hello, Vikram. But I prefer Vic.
Vic, a strong-jawed, dark-haired young man, gazes at Chanel.
So, anyway, I'm Vic, the director. You were very, very good. Amazing, really.
We have a plane to catch.
Right. So here's the deal. I would like you, all of you, to star in my movie. My first Bollywood movie, if that's okay with you.
We're gonna be in a movie.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. You have no idea what this means to us.
No, thank you. If it wasn't for you, I'd be packing my bags for dental school. Oh, nothing. It's, well, just my parents, they... Never mind. So you're cool with the schedule, right? Your flight leaves the day after tomorrow. Things move fast in Bollywood.
The cheetahs are coming!
What did he just say?
Bollywood?
That's what I thought you said.
India, Bollywood? The movie-making capital of the world?
India, like the other side of the world, India?
No.
Bollywood, my cell phone connection was bad, okay?
I'm positive I said that we'd be shooting in Mumbai.
Okay, well, like, in my defense, I didn't exactly know where Mumbai was.
It's the biggest city in India.
You'll love it. I mean, I hope that you'll love it.
Chanel grins.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, why are we sorry? We're not sorry.
Is there a problem? There can't be a problem. Yeah, I don't have time for a problem.
Yeah, there is. I'm sorry, there's not a problem. Could you just give us a minute?
Sure.
They step to the side.
Come on. This is a chance of a lifetime. Hello, once again, India, other side of the world.
Yeah, I thought we were going to try to make it big on this side of the world first. And I have a college prep this summer.
And I'm teaching dance camp. Dance camp and college prep. This is an opportunity for the Cheetah Girls to become international movie stars. How can you pass this up?
Are you serious? You really think we should do this?
I am more sure about this than I've been about anything. This is our cheetah destiny.
It is the movie-making capital of the world.
I guess I can get some studying done on the plane.
Mm-hmm. And I could probably teach the second session of dance camp.
Yo, and come on. That director's mad cute.
I know. Wait, No. No talk about boys. Cute or not cute?
All right, cool. No talk about boys. Anything else?
Yeah, just one thing.
We're going to India!
Vic smiles and turns to his companion.
One girl, Vic. You're supposed to bring back one girl. What's your uncle going to say when you show up with three?
Once my uncle meets them, he'll see that they should all be in the movie.
Don't you maybe just want to talk to your uncle before you make this decision?
Look, okay, the Cheetah Girls are my stars. I'll just rewrite the script for three beautiful leading ladies. Why do I have to tell my uncle?
Because he's the producer. He's paying for the movie.
Right. There's always that.
Vic nods and looks away. At an airport, a plane rises off a runway. It flies past a setting sun.
Ah, it's gonna be so good to get out of New York for the summer.
I know, the heat.
And all that crazy traffic.
In India, the girls sit in the back of a small taxi.
Whoa! Ah! Watch out!
The driver spins the wheel. They brace their hands on the ceiling. The taxi drives past a market.
Okay, so it's crowded and hot.
Yeah, but we're in India.
And it's cheetah-licious.
Dorinda's smile fades as she peers out the front window of the taxi and spots someone riding an elephant toward them. Its ears flap gently as a man on the sidewalk leads it forward. It appears to look into the taxi as they pass. Dorinda's phone flashes the word Spain. She frowns, not taking the call. Their driver steers them down a busy street. Dozens of strips of red cloth and strings dangle from the branches of a banyan tree. The taxi pulls up in front of a large white building. A gold sign on a wall outside reads Sapphire Sea Hotel. Dorinda steps from the cab.
loving Mumbai. This hotel is beautiful. Room service
and jewelry for sale right by the front door.
They hurry towards the entrance to the hotel. Inside, two porters carry in luggage ahead of them.
Oh, wow. Yes. Gina.
Are you sure you got it?
Ho. Okay,
right this way. Please don't drop the bag on the bottom. It's muy importante.
Another porter balances a tall stack of luggage.
Well, at least she packed light.
Outside, a man rides a bike alongside cars on a busy road. In a small outdoor marketplace, Dorinda stands at a booth.
Here you go. Have a good day.
Thank you.
She walks off with a blue and silver bag on her arm, then passes by an older man, a swami, who's sitting beneath a tree.
Miss, come here.
Thank you so
come.
Much. My mom will love
you. You're welcome.
At a nearby booth, Aqua taps Chanel and points towards Dorinda and the swami.
Take this string and tie it in the tree.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's colorful, but I think there's enough strings in this tree.
It's for a wish. You make a wish, tie the string, and when it comes true, you return, untie the string, and say thank you.
To the tree.
Who else?
Aqua shrugs.
Come on, cheetahs. We could use the luck. Everybody grab a string. Come on, let's make a wish. Thank you.
Aqua closes her eyes as she ties a string on the tree. Dorinda does the same as she tightens a knot. Chanel smiles as she ties her string on beside them. As night falls, the lights in the city glow. Later, the sky lightens as cars move down a packed road. In the hotel, Dorinda looks through a scrapbook that shows pictures of all four cheetah girls posing. She grins as Aqua approaches in pajamas and plops down on the couch beside her.
Who would ever think that a girl from New York would be in this beautiful hotel room next to the Indian Ocean?
Arabian Sea.
Dorinda eyes her.
Pardon me for ever cracking open a guidebook.
In another room, Chanel lines up high heels. She picks her phone up from a nightstand.
Should I call Kevin 347 now? Because it's night back home. Or should I wait until tonight, which is yesterday?
Honestly, why are you even wasting your time? Phone relationships are doomed.
Used to think it was romantic.
Yeah, well, learn from my mistakes.
Ready for your close-ups, amigas cheetahs? Vic just sent over the rehearsal schedule, and if we don't hurry up, we're gonna be late. Chip chop.
Aqua walks off, then turns.
Hey, Chanel. Thanks.
For what?
No, for believing in the cheetahs.
Yeah, if it wasn't for you, we'd never be here.
You were fierce.
You guys know there's nothing I wouldn't do to keep the cheetahs together.
Including kick their butts and tell them we've got to go. We've got to get ready.
Bollywood, here we come. Yeah.
The girls ride in the back of an elaborately decorated three-wheeled tuk-tuk taxi. They stop outside the entrance to a movie studio.
Look at that. Oh, check that out.
A security guard nears.
Let him know the cheetah girls have arrived.
I can't believe this is really happening.
This is amazing. Better than amazing.
A boom barrier with a stop sign on the middle rises to allow the taxi inside the studio. A sign above the entrance reads, India Pictures. Later, the girls gaze at a large flat featuring the image of the Taj Mahal.
The Taj Mahal. Built in 1643, it's one of the seven wonders of the world.
And one of the most romantic places in all of India.
Vic walks towards them on the lot.
They say if you kiss someone there at sunset, you'll know in your heart if your love is true.
Dorinda and Aqua exchange a look.
Well, you can count me out.
What?
Glad you made it.
Me too.
Chanel smiles coyly.
Shall we?
He rubs his hands together and turns. The girls follow him, and he looks back at them.
So I really wanted to do a more traditional remake of the classic hit, Namaste Bombay. But Uncle, the producer, well, it was his idea to make it more marketable. Cast Americans, make it more modern, more contemporary.
Well, what's the script about anyway?
Well, there's still a couple of adjustments that we have to make, but basically, it's a love story.
Love romance.
Oh, I can't wait to tell Kevin about our movie.
Hello, does anyone remember the deal? No boys.
My bad.
Anyway, it's classic Bollywood cinema.
It's all about singing, dancing, romance, and intrigue.
A poster.
That's Raheem. He's your co-star.
He's our co-star? He's a big star, like Bollywood royalty.
And whoa. Uncle gave him his first movie. Here he comes now.
A man on a red motorcycle drives towards the girls, then turns and pulls to the side. He wears an all-white outfit and sleek white helmet. The man, Raheem, takes off his helmet and shakes out longish dark hair. Fans surround him.
Who should I make this out to?
My mom. No, wait, me. No, my mom, sorry. My mom loved your parents in Namaste Bombay. And they actually fell in love with each other while filming. Wow, that is so romantic.
Yes, it is very romantic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, please.
A young fan stares.
Who should I make this out to?
The fan stands frozen, her lips parted.
That is so embarrassing. Girl, he's just a guy.
Raheem, meet your co-leads. Chanel, Dorinda, Aqua.
Nice to meet you. I hear you're great. I'm looking forward to working with you.
Raheem extends his hand towards them. The girls gape.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I have to get busy writing. Rewriting.
Raheem nods.
Come on, ladies. They're ready for you.
Raheem waves as the girls file past him.
Hi.
Vic's assistant follows the trio. Raheem's expression darkens and he walks after them. In the studio, a dark-haired woman strides over.
I don't understand. These Americans are supposed to be on time. Hey, ladies, I can't spend half my day chasing after...
Raheem enters.
Hi, Raheem!
She falls.
That's Geeta. She's our choreographer.
The woman, Geeta, struggles to get up.
She's our choreographer?
Yeah.
Raheem grins and moves past Dorinda towards Geeta. He helps her up.
Geeta, let me help you. You're fine, yeah? You okay?
Okay. I'm okay.
You're fine.
He was
Raheem knocks over a rack of bracelets on a table behind him.
Raheem, we have to go. He's got his costume fitting.
It's okay.
It's okay. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Excuse us, ladies.
Later.
The three girls eye him.
I think he just snorted.
Yeah, twice.
Yeah, kind of over him.
Okay, ladies, come on in.
The girls follow Geeta into a courtyard.
Okay, listen up. I've managed to drag down our stars. This is
Aqua.
Dorinda, receptionist.
Hi. And these are your dancers.
Hi.
Vic says you're amazing dancers, so you shouldn't have a problem picking it up. You ready?
Yeah.
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
She does an
four,
elaborate
one, two,
dance.
Three. 1, 2. Pop. Put up. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Geeta regards the trio.
Bollywood 101.
Well, what if you haven't had, like, Bollywood wine?
Is it all gonna be like this?
All right! 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Aqua bumps into Dorinda.
Hold it. Sorry. It's just, you know, we've really never done this before.
Yeah, I can see that.
Are you saying we can't dance?
It's okay. It's my job to make sure you look like you can, even if you can't. All right, people, I think we have to break it down even more. A lot more.
Oh, that's it. You got it.
Chica, look. She's the choreographer. It's her vision, whatever. Just
okay. It's new. Come on.
All right, whatever. But nobody tells me I can't dance. Let's see your moves.
Dorinda takes off her sweatshirt and tosses it aside. She turns and breaks into a series of sharp hip-hop moves. Aqua and Chanel join in with synchronized moves. Then Geeta and some of her dancers face off with the trio.
Are you sure that you're up for this? Do you think you can handle it? It's complicated. You might get frustrated. We got the moves that you've never seen. Let me show you just what I mean. There's really no chance that you can do our dance. Can't keep up, no.
Try to keep up, yeah.
Can't keep up, no.
On the slightly raised stage, Gita twirls and a line of dancers copy her complex hand movements. The Cheetah Girls and four others dance fiercely.
I know you think that you're in control, but watch and learn, cause this is how we roll. Work it just like this, let's see you try and do that. What's the matter, can't you figure it out? Cause you look confused, mixed up, no doubt. There's really no chance that you can do a dance. Can't keep up, no.
Dorinda and the others climb on scaffolding.
Yeah, show me what you got.
Try to follow, watch me now. If you think that you know how, then dance me.
Dance me.
Dance me if you can.
Oh yeah.
Get it together or fall apart.
Uh-huh.
If you think it's not that hard, then dance me.
Dance me.
Dance me if you can.
Gita circles Dorinda. Gita dances on her bare heels with several women. She wears red bell-covered bands around her ankles. In front of the scaffolding, male dancers spin dramatically. Dorinda, Chanel, and Aqua groove.
That's right.
A man does a standing front flip and others breakdance. Gita and her female dancers stamp their exposed feet against stone tiles. Gita grins as she leads her troupe.
Here we go.
The Cheetah Girls and the male dancers move with swagger. Gita and Dorinda stand back to back briefly as the two groups of dancers mix.
Dance me if you can. Everybody wants to win. If you think you can handle it, then dance me. Dance me if you can. Make it look easy, that's the way.
Aqua clasps hands with a male dancer. Dorinda and Gita bow respectfully to one another at the front. Dorinda hugs Gita while others high-five.
That was great.
Chanel hugs Gita, then a middle-aged man nears.
Hello, G. Myself, Kamal Bhatia. Who might you be?
We're the stars of the movie. We're the Cheetah Girls.
Stars? Vikram Kumar Bhatia!
Vic ducks behind his assistant.
Why are you hiding?
The assistant crouches, and Vic does too.
I see you.
Vic pops his head up.
Yes, Uncle G.
One star. Your script is saying one star. Your budget is saying one star. So I am saying one star.
What? But there are three of us.
Oh, I just made a couple of changes.
But budget has not made a couple of changes.
Listen, Uncle, these girls are fantastic. If you just take a moment to watch them perform, I'm sure that you'll see that they have...
Good idea.
But I really think that they have... Excuse me?
Each cheetah performs, I will choose best one.
What? Like, audition? Against each other?
Correct. I will choose one star, others go home. Goodbye. Otherwise, two ladies are having Indian holiday and Kamal Bhatia is paying. No.
Uncle, please. No. But I'm the director. I spent days rewriting the script.
You want to make a movie?
Yes.
Or shall I telephone your parents and tell them you would prefer to be a dentist?
Good point. I'll start rewriting. Again.
Good idea.
Goodbye.
Raju!
Raju.
Vic's assistant follows Kamal away.
No lo puedo creer. What is going on? You can't book one of us and not the other. Okay, we're a group. You cast the cheetahs. Plural.
I know this must be a little bit shocking right now.
That's an understatement. Whatever, no deal. Cheetahs, we're out.
The trio leaves. Moments later.
What were we thinking?
I gave up a college prep class.
I gave up teaching dance, Kate.
As they walk through the studio lot, Aqua throws up her hands.
Maybe the cheetahs are over.
Aqua shrugs, then she and Dorinda walk off, leaving Chanel standing alone. At night, the three girls strut together down a desolate path lit by numerous glowing streetlights.
Things change. My head can't seem to figure out why my heart is full of doubt. Maybe we're just tired of the game.
Guess you never know what's gonna happen. So you do the best you can. Following your soul might bring you back. Or it may have another plan.
They pass figures holding lamps.
Please don't let.
Partiers carry glowing sparklers.
Please don't let it fly away, fly away. Gotta keep it together, feel for the flow. Fly away, fly away. Please don't.
The trio walks past a uniformed marching band. With sparklers run down the path ahead of them. In the daytime, Dorinda studies jewelry at a stand, then hands the vendor money.
Thank you.
Dorinda smiles and steps away. Aqua glances at the jewelry too, then approaches Chanel, who stands nearby.
So, what do you think?
Cute earrings.
No, about the whole auditioning thing.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think it stinks.
What? This color is perfect on you.
Aqua, the audition.
Oh, yeah, it does. I mean, they can't really expect us to audition against each other, can they?
Aqua grabs a necklace from a booth and holds it up. Dorinda grimaces and shakes her head.
Look, I'm really sorry for getting us into this mess. Tell, you should take the part. Come on, you actually turned down a job for this, and you really need the money.
No. Aqua should do it. This is an awesome opportunity, and you're an amazing actress.
No. Vic clearly wants Chanel.
What? What?
He barely even looks at us when you're around.
That is so not true, and even if that were true, I would never use that to get an unfair advantage over my girls. Look, seriously, we could all do this. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. How could we pass this up?
Okay, I think we should audition.
Fair and square? Cheetah style.
Yes.
Aqua pulls out her cell.
That's weird. There's no caller ID. Hello?
Aqua? This is Kevin from Totally Tech Support. Kevin 347.
You guys, it's Kevin 347. He's never called me before.
What are you doing? Girl, talk to him.
Hi. Hello? I hope it's okay that I'm calling. I was just following up on your computer problem.
You were right. I just needed to defrag the disk and replace the corrupted registry file and reload the 802.11b driver, and it's fine.
Now I'm officially impressed. I knew you really didn't need my help.
Is that the only reason why you called?
Not entirely. Are you busy?
No, I'm not doing anything.
Me neither. I mean, other than looking at the most beautiful sunset I've ever seen.
It is beautiful.
She furrows her brow.
Wait a minute. You're watching the sunset too?
What's that mean?
We're in the same time zone. There's this beautiful temple.
With white carved elephants?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Describe exactly where you are.
I'm on a gorgeous path.
Along the Arabian Sea.
And there are people out and they're holding hands. And oh, there's an ice cream stand and it's called
Natural.
That's right.
She turns and spots a young slender man on a cell phone behind her. She lowers her phone and he beams.
You didn't tell me you were coming to India.
You didn't tell me you lived in India. Wait, you don't sound like you live in India.
See, I watch a lot of American television. Aqua?
Kevin 347?
Amar. Actually, I'm only Kevin at work.
He waves at Dorinda and Chanel.
This is him!
Yo, I think we should give our girl some privacy.
No, I know how these long-distance things end. I'm gonna talk to her. What, are you crazy? This is so romantic.
We are in India. Anything could happen.
Fine.
Dorinda spies an elephant.
Hello, bacha. Hello, bacha.
The elephant flaps its large ears as it moves past.
Have you noticed that every elephant looks at me? Are you serious? It's an elephant! No, I'm not kidding. It's like they're wanting to tell me something.
Okay, now. The elephant is wanting to tell you that it's okay for your friends to flirt and have some fun. It doesn't mean they're gonna abandon you.
Good. Because this is our last summer together. I'm really nervous things are gonna change when we go to college.
Nothing is going to change. We'll always be there for each other.
Hold up, this is Vic. I'm gonna tell him about the audition.
Wait, here.
Hello?
Dorinda stares off. At night, she passes by the tree with the red strings and cloth strips. The Swami sits cross-legged underneath it.
Having doubts?
What? Me? No.
Her face falls.
Maybe.
Sometimes what we wish for is not what we really need. Don't miss where you are now because you are anxious for the future. Understand?
But what if I'm afraid of where I'm going?
Look at this tree. The branches grow out to the sky, but the trunk remains the same. Life brings changes, but the things that really matter always stay with us.
Yeah, well, I'm not really a big fan of change.
Change will take place whether you like it or not. I can see. You have been through a lot in life. So you know, when things are bad, they don't stay that way.
He lifts up a small elephant figurine.
Yeah.
Dorinda takes it.
Ganesh, he was supposed to remove obstacles. Now we have more. Do you have anything else that'll help me?
Oh, yes. I have just the thing. Close your eyes.
She obeys. He smacks her with a bundle of leaves.
What was that for?
Clarity.
Clarity.
She shakes her head. In the day, Aqua and the slender man Amr stroll together. Aqua eats something.
Spicy.
Are you kidding? This is like breakfast in Texas. What's it called again?
Jat. Papri. Jat, actually.
I like it. It's like Indian nachos. It's crunchy. A little bit of kick.
She hands him a container.
Oh, I love her girl that can handle her chilies. See, I bet you cannot find this in New York.
Well, maybe you could bring me some.
At night, Aqua and Amr sit in a restaurant.
You know, Columbia has one of the best physics departments in the whole world.
My father would never agree to that. It's all planned. I start at the Indian School of Business in the fall.
Can't you just tell him you want to keep your options open?
The only time I talk to my father is when I'm listening to him telling me what to do. Sometimes I get frustrated that I don't have as many options, but I think I'd be terrified if I had as many as you do.
The one thing my dad always told me was to go after my dreams.
So, what's one of your dreams?
He grins boyishly.
To star in Vic's movie.
So go for it. What's stopping you?
It's a little bit more complicated than that. I mean, there's only one role, and three cheetahs want it.
Amr blinks and looks away. In the daytime at the movie studio, Dorinda approaches Geeta's dance rehearsal.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1 and 2.
Rahim dances awkwardly.
3, 4.
He stiffly tries to copy Geeta's pose.
All right, guys, we'll just take a break. Yeah?
Yeah.
Rahim holds up a finger.
Bye.
He falls.
I'm fine. Cool.
He nears Dorinda.
You gotta be kidding me.
What?
You can't even rehearse. Anytime you're around her, you act like a big dork.
I do not act like a dork.
Okay.
Really? A dork?
A little. No, that's a lie. A lot. You act like a huge dork around her.
I know. It's just that I get so nervous around her.
Why? You're the big movie star.
Because I've never felt this way before.
Yeah, well, that's the oldest line in the book. I've heard it before.
I mean it. Never even kissed a girl. Ever.
Seriously? No, but I've seen you kiss in your movies.
Yes, on camera, but never for real. Not off camera.
It's actually kind of romantic.
It is? Dorinda, would you help me?
What?
Help me not act like such a dork around Geeta.
You really like her, huh?
His cheek dimples deepen as he nods.
No, sorry. Crushes lead to boyfriends, and boyfriends lead to heartache. You're on your own, buddy.
Hey, if you help me with Geeta, I promise to help you with the audition.
She regards him, then shakes her head.
I don't know.
I've seen you dance. I can help you show the world what you can do.
She looks down. Meanwhile, Chanel walks with Vic.
You're rewriting it again?
It's either rewrite the script or... Vic Bhatia, dental school. His uncle likes to say.
Well, I guess if that's what it takes to get your movie made.
I know what you're thinking, but this is my one shot. And yes, if I have to make some compromises, at least I get a shot at my dream. What if this was your only shot to be a star? Don't you think you'd give it everything you've got? I mean, how could you spend the rest of your life wondering if you really could have made it?
Chanel stares at him, then lowers her gaze. He steps past her.
Well, I have to get back to writing.
All right.
See you later.
Yeah.
Now, Chanel strolls past a water feature in a patterned mini dress. Passes a man creating colorful sand paintings on the ground. Blows away two of the sand paintings. Chanel throws a handful of rose petals into water, then circles a fountain. A moment appears of the three cheetah girls smiling and laughing together. Alongside the fountain, Chanel raises her hand, then clenches it into a fist. She runs over to join Vic. At night, the Swami reads a book under his tree as Dorinda and Geeta walk nearby.
So, are you guys okay auditioning against each other?
Yeah. I mean, we're best friends and we completely trust each other. And no one's gonna betray that just to get a part in a movie.
Wow. That's refreshing. Obviously, you've never worked in Bollywood.
Dorinda turns to eye Geeta.
Do you want to be a star? Maybe once. But I don't think I could ever be a star. I just love performing. Acting, singing, dancing. I've always loved to dance.
Dorinda touches a garment.
You have to try this on.
I could never pull that off. Just something plain for me.
Geeta spots Raheem.
Oh, he's here.
She ducks out of sight as Dorinda turns and sees Geeta was reacting to a cardboard Raheem cutout.
Geeta, is that what you were worried about?
A girl poses with the cutout.
It's okay. I know you like him.
Oh, yeah, so what? You would never want to go out with me. Like I said, I'm not a movie star.
That doesn't matter. And besides, when you're on that dance floor, it's pretty clear that you are a star. You don't need a guy to tell you that.
Dorinda puts her arm around Geeta as they continue through the marketplace. Geeta reaches out to touch a hanging light. In daylight at the movie studio, Vic's assistant leads the director into a room.
So, what do you think? Isn't it fantastic?
A single chair sits in the empty room.
This isn't my wedding set.
Vic looks around the bare room, then squints at his assistant.
Where are the flowers? Where is the, set dressing?
Vic leans against a pillar that's part of a decorative colonnade, and the whole fragile structure collapses. The assistant pats Vic.
Vic. Talk to your uncle. He said this is what we could afford.
See this chair?
We got it for free. Your uncle sure hates to pass up a bargain.
Vic steps over to take a seat in the single chair. The chair breaks to pieces beneath him.
Tell me about it.
In Kamal's office.
I just need 1 minute.
Vic paces.
Look, Uncle G, it's just, not what I had in mind. None of it is.
Biku beta, you need to learn some things about how real world works.
I went to film school, Uncle. NYU. I won awards. I know how to do this.
Oh, really? You are already over the budget and under the schedule. You won awards for that also in NYU.
Look, I just need some more time.
Time is one thing you don't have. Another thing is money. So, if you don't start shooting next week, I'm pulling plug on American Girl in India.
Actually, you retitled it Kamal Bhatia's Namaste Bombay.
Correct. And if you don't fix it, I'm going to retitle it Vic Bhatia's Bye Bye Bombay. Hello, Dental School.
Actually, your name has a nice ring to it.
Vic catches a script thrown at him.
Come on, Uncle. The palace set is a wreck. I can't have it ready in a week. What about a location?
What about? If it's free, okay. Otherwise, movie is over.
The Cheetah Girls sit at a table with Amr.
You think about how many cavities you're going to have to drill to pay back what
you have spent already!
Kamal walks off.
Raju, kahan gaye re?
No set.
Vic sits with them.
I guess this weekend's auditions are off.
Guess you heard. Can't possibly find a location in a week. Let alone for free. Uncle's gonna shut down the movie for sure.
Time to book our flights home.
Amr shakes his head.
You can't go home yet. You haven't seen anything of India. Come home with me for Holi. It's my favorite holiday. In fact, you're all invited.
What's Holi?
It's the festival of colors.
I can't go. I only have a week to audition, rehearse, and find a location.
Vic, trust me. Rajasthan is the best place to find a location. The village that my parents live in is 100 times more beautiful than any movie set. And I just might have a palace for you. Yeah, you can audition, rehearse. I'll take care of everything.
Wow. Thank you?
How exciting! Cheetah road trip!
Bikku, what you are doing sitting talking to ladies? You have no set and only 1 week.
We're just making a plan to do some location scouting.
Location scouting? What do you know about location scouting? I'm coming with you. Raju! Are! Kahan gaye re?
Outside the hotel, the girls pack luggage into one of two cars.
See you later, Swami.
Girls, don't forget to untie your strings.
Looks like our strings are going to be up there for a long time. Look, I don't think our wishes are going to come true.
The tree is still working. You must give it some time.
Well, can you tell that tree to get a move on it? For real, like, we're running late.
The point of time is to help you understand where you are, not to make you rush to the next place. Understand?
Not really, no.
Oh, I've just the thing that'll help you see more clearly.
Oh, no, we're good. But thank you so much.
Okay, well, bye, Swami.
Dorinda and Chanel head for the cars, but Aqua stays behind briefly to untie her string from the tree, then turns to the Swami with a finger before her lips. Moments later, the cars roll down a road. In one vehicle, Aqua sits beside the driver while Chanel and Vic ride in the back.
What you waiting for, yo? Everything is here and now, all around. So don't be shy, it's time to party.
In the other car, Kamal rides up front while Dorinda sits in the back seat between Rahim and Gita, who briefly glance over her at each other.
Let's get it started. Lean back, walk it out. Step is what it's all about. Come on, rock with it now.
Hello. Huh? No. Sorry. No, 15%.
So why did you want to be a director anyway?
Vic regards Chanel.
When I was a kid, my parents used to take me to see movies, like, all the time. And sometimes you go see Uncle films, and it was the most amazing thing to think that he made all that happen. He created those great stories. And now when I write a script, it's like I can see the movie in my head. It's like I've met the characters, and I've been to the places. I want the whole world to see my films.
I get it. It's like when I sing. I, like, go somewhere else, become somebody else.
Yeah.
It's the greatest feeling in the world. And I just want to share it.
Vic smiles warmly. The cars drive slowly down a dusty road alongside a crowd of partiers dancing on a platform. A man stands just down the road with an elephant. The cars pull to a stop alongside the partiers and the girls get out. Chanel gapes at those dancing. Dorinda eyes the elephant, motioning to it as Gita steps up beside her.
Do you see that? That elephant is staring right at me.
Don't worry. My grandmother says it's good luck. They're trying to help you.
Like Ganesh?
It's a sign. You're lucky. He always ignores me.
Really? Well, maybe my luck is changing.
The elephant dips its trunk in a bucket and sprays water all over Dorinda.
Or not.
Vic and Chanel walk under red and orange string pennant flags. Chanel waves to the gathered group. Celebrants dance on a series of steps. Aqua beams as she watches the festivities. People throw orange confetti-like material into the air as a woman spins. A joyful procession moves down the steps as others dance in place. Aqua ducks through a playful gauntlet of men in white tunics. An older woman, Amr's mother, turns to her son as she gestures towards Aqua. Moments later, she carries a full tray over to Aqua with a smile. Then, as the other cheetah girls dance nearby, she gently dabs a red dot on Aqua's forehead. A woman gives Kamal, Vic, and Rahim necklaces of orange flowers. Amr's mother holds out food for Aqua to sample. Later, Aqua joins Amr.
Glad you made it.
They head off toward a moored, canopied boat.
Did they just get married?
Oh, no. If this is a wedding, he'd be riding a horse.
Now, the boat glides through calm waters. On board, Chanel sits with Vic, and Dorinda rides alongside Rahim. Aqua grins as she sits with Amr. Her smile drops as she spots a huge mansion.
Is that your palace?
Don't be ridiculous.
It's my parents.
Kamal gapes.
Oh, my. Whoa.
Chanel raises her eyebrows. Aqua and Amr stroll outside the palace.
Why didn't you mention any of this? Were you just playing a joke on the smart girl who's too dumb to realize you're a Maharaja?
I'm no such thing. Technically, until my grandfather dies.
You should have told me.
Okay, I'm sorry, but it doesn't change anything. If anything, it makes my life more difficult. It limits my options.
Really? Because it seems to me that you've got lots of options.
Not like you. If the cheetahs don't work out, there are a million things you can do. You can make your own decisions. I can never do that.
Have you ever even tried?
That's just not how things work with my father.
Amar, beta, it's time to eat. Please tell your friends, beta.
Aya, Maji. Ready?
Come on.
After dark at a long dining table.
So good.
I'm sorry my husband is away on business. But we are both so happy that you are here celebrating the holiday with our family.
Thank you.
Personally, I had never imagined the day that Rahim Khan and Kamal Bhatia would be seated at our table.
Most honored.
And another small thing. I have prepared all of Amar's favorite dishes tonight. So, Aqua, pay close attention.
Yeah, Aqua. Take notes.
Just being friendly.
You're right. I think it's a little more than that.
Aqua.
Yes?
Did you try the chicken tikka masala?
Yeah, it's actually my favorite.
Really? I make it every time Amar comes home. I'll give you the recipe later, okay?
A teen girl leans in.
Don't worry. She did this to his last girlfriend, too.
Ow! What?
Thank you.
She did.
The girl shrugs.
I'm not his girlfriend.
Not yet, anyway.
This is seriously incredible. It's just like the palace in Namaste Bombay.
I mean, I wouldn't ask if this wasn't crucial or anything, but is there any way that we could shoot here? I don't think my mom would let Rahim leave, even if he tried. I'm sure she'd be thrilled.
I hope so.
One thing.
For the guy that saved my movie? Anything. You name it.
Amr looks across the table at Aqua. In the daytime, Amr joins Aqua in a room draped with orange fabric.
Guess who the newest member of the movie crew is?
What? You're in the movie now?
Well, not really. But I am the new location owner.
Well, congratulations.
There is just one condition.
What's that?
That he casts you in the lead.
What?
Don't worry about Kamal, uncle. Think I have a bit more pull now that I'm the new location owner.
Aqua exhales heavily as she regards him. In an arcade alongside a courtyard, Geeta spins and dances as Rahim watches. Smiling, he copies her movements as he spies on her from across the courtyard. Dorinda parts a cloth behind him and observes.
Please tell me you're not doing what I think you're doing.
I was just, rehearsing.
A love duet? By yourself. How long are you gonna keep running away?
How long do I have?
Do you really want to spend the rest of your life doing half the dance?
What am I supposed to do? Act like a total fool in front of her?
It doesn't matter. None of this matters. Look, if you really care about her, you have to be willing to take the chance. No more dancing in archways or hiding behind fake doors. None of that.
Dorinda's phone flashes the word Spain.
You give pretty good advice. Ever take it yourself?
Her eyes shine as she gazes at Rahim, then shakes her head mournfully.
Wait, what is that?
See? I told you.
They spot Chanel walking hand in hand with Vic.
Thought they said they were gonna play fair.
Who? Chanel and Vic? They're a couple, aren't they?
Dorinda shifts her gaze to him.
They are?
Well, everyone kind of thinks they are.
Why wouldn't she tell me?
Rahim's lips part.
Maybe she didn't want you to know, so that if she gets the part, you would think it was fair.
He shakes his head and walks away. Dorinda lingers and watches Chanel and Vic, who stands with his hands in his pockets.
So, you think this would be a good place for the wedding scene?
Totally. This is incredibly romantic.
Dorinda glares and storms off.
Don't even get any ideas. Ow. The girls and I already talked about it. No unfair advantages.
Okay.
So, is Amar gonna let you shoot here?
Yeah. Said I could. But only if I cast Aqua as a lead.
Chanel furrows her brow.
Don't worry. I told him it wasn't up to me.
But we promised each other.
Seems like you're the only one keeping that promise. The other cheetahs, they're not letting anything stand in their way. Look, I gotta turn in. I have to meet Rahim and Dorinda for dance rehearsal tomorrow morning.
Dorinda? Why is she rehearsing with Rahim?
He's helping her get ready for the audition.
What?
I keep telling you, you're the only one who's playing fair.
He backs away as she looks down.
Catch you later.
She watches him leave. In a courtyard, Dorinda dances with Rahim.
So what can I do to be more comfortable around Geeta?
You gotta tell her how you feel. But rehearsing with her would be a start.
I can't.
Kamal and Vic watch them dance from an upper window.
They look good together. We should choose the dancer.
But uncle, you've really got to listen to Chanel sing. I truly believe that she's the one.
Aqua peers at them from behind a wall, then steps out and crosses to a window. She spots Dorinda and Rahim dancing below. Across the courtyard, Chanel gazes out another window and makes eye contact with Aqua. Aqua shakes her head and walks off. Later, Chanel and Dorinda stride into an outdoor area where Aqua sits on a couch tying her sneakers. She wears her red string from the tree around her wrist like a bracelet.
What is that?
My string.
From the wishing tree? Mm-hmm. But our wish hasn't even come true yet.
Mine did.
No, the move. Wait. I wish for the Cheetah Girls to become the biggest movie stars. What did you wish for?
I wish for the Cheetahs to stay the same the way we've always been.
Thanks for canceling out my wish.
Sorry I didn't want our group to break up.
Well, that still leaves Aqua.
I wish that I would meet Kevin 347 in person.
Nice. Did you also wish for your boyfriend to buy your way into the movie?
What? I would never.
Yeah, spare us. Like you're any better. I couldn't pry you off of Rahim with a crowbar.
Really? Coming from the girl who wouldn't bat an eyelash at our director?
I didn't have to.
Yeah, all right.
Whatever.
Excuse me, ladies.
Who's first?
Kamal, Rahim, Amar, and Vic sit at a table. The three girls strut onto a blue rug and perform a synchronized dance for them. Chanel goes to the front. Nobody can sing like me. I can hear any notes you're giving me from A to Z. Yes, I can. Nobody can dance like me. I can move to the beat you're playing, baby, with my feet. Yeah, yeah. Nobody can act like me. I can fall to pieces and make Vic rises from his seat. Raheem rises. Amr joins in. Over to whisper in Kamal's ear. Dorinda dances in the front. I'm gonna show everybody what I can do. I'm the one. Oh, yeah. Amr grins and blows a kiss towards Aqua. They flick their hair back. At the table, the four men argue. The Cheetah Girls dance in perfect unison as Kamal and Amr stand over Vic.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Now I can see why you wanted to choose all three. Wonderful. But we still cannot afford it. So, roll goes to...
Kamal turns and winks at Vic, then gestures.
Chanel.
Yes. Yes.
Big surprise. Yeah, congratulations. Fair and square, right?
Raheem glares and stands.
Thank you, Uncle G.
Amr stares at them open-mouthed and leaves. Vic holds a script in his hands and approaches Chanel, holding it out to her.
Congratulations, Chanel.
She glances down at the script, then takes it.
Thanks.
She walks past him, and Vic turns to watch her go. In a room at the palace, Dorinda packs by a carved stone window. Elsewhere, Chanel stands alone. After Dorinda sets a garment in a bag, she turns and sees Aqua through a nearby window.
I could be recognized from a distance. Yeah, I could be the biggest name on the screen. Singing and dancing forever, signing my name for whoever. Yeah, it's all in my reach. Yeah, if I give it all that I got, I'd get there to the top. But I don't even wanna go if I have to go there alone. So
set me on top of that mountain.
Outside, all three sing on rooftops of the palace.
But if you're not with me there, it'll never be enough.
The three girls hold hands and smile. Dorinda offers Chanel a warm look.
You were great. I'm sorry about what I said. I didn't mean any of it.
Me too. You sang your heart out.
Thanks. We were all great. It doesn't matter what happens, where we go, or what we do. Change is inevitable, but we'll always be cheetahs.
Cheetahs, say it like you mean it.
Together.
Now
and forever.
Oh, we're gonna miss you so much.
You're not gonna miss me that much.
What?
Why not?
I'm not gonna take the part. Look, it just isn't worth losing you guys as friends.
They wrap their arms around each other in a group hug. In the courtyard, Vic sits and writes in a binder. Chanel walks over to him.
So you're all bowing out.
Look, starring in a movie just isn't worth destroying our friendship.
Well, I better start writing. I have no idea how I'm going to write a love story without a love interest.
I think it's time you stand up to your uncle and make the movie you want to make. And if you can't, then maybe this isn't the movie you should be making.
Yes, you know, but what if this is my only chance?
It's not your chance if it's not the movie you want to make.
She reaches out and holds his wrist.
Don't give up on your dream.
He smiles as he gazes at her, then looks away briefly.
If you can't be my leading lady on screen, maybe you'd consider playing the role in real life?
Chanel's smile fades as her eyes move from his face to his lips. They lean forward and meet in a kiss.
Too bad we're not at the Taj Mahal.
That can be arranged.
Yeah?
I think so.
In her room, Aqua sits with folded clothes on her lap as Amr walks over. She sets the clothes aside and he takes a seat beside her on a small couch.
Sorry for the mess. I was just trying to take your advice and make things happen.
I meant for you to follow your dreams, not try to buy me mine.
Amr looks to the side.
I think you're cute for trying.
He grins, then licks his lips.
One question. Would applying to Columbia count as following my dream? Because I talked to my parents and they don't think it's such a bad idea.
Aqua nods. Elsewhere, Geeta reads on a couch.
Ready?
No. I'm scared. What if she doesn't like me back?
Dorinda stands with Rahim.
Sometimes you just gotta put yourself out there and not worry about what happens. Come on, you can do it.
Rahim carries a bouquet of red roses towards Geeta, and Dorinda smiles warmly. As Rahim steps closer and closer to Geeta, she notices him and rises to her feet. He holds the flowers behind his back.
Geeta?
When he shows her the flowers, she stumbles into pots.
Oops. Just ignore that. You were saying?
Do you want to have dinner with these flowers? I mean, do your flowers want to have dinner with me?
Oh. Yeah. I would love to have dinner with your flowers.
You would?
Yeah. And by the way, I love the way you laugh.
He grins. Grinning, Dorinda turns away.
Thank you. I love them. Flowers? Yeah, I do. They match your
dresses. Dorinda looks back and watches Geeta clutch the bouquet. She takes out her phone. She holds the phone to her ear and waits.
I picked these flowers especially for you. I know.
Joaquin. I'm sorry I've been avoiding your calls. We're in India, which is kind of a crazy story, but anyway,
I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I realized that just because we're not going out doesn't mean we can't be friends. And I miss you. Call me when you can. I promise I'll pick up.
Dorinda lowers the phone, then takes the small elephant figurine out of her purse and stares off.
Thanks for helping me realize I was the obstacle all along.
In a hallway, Chanel holds up a rolled poster.
Hey, look what I got for Vic. It's the original poster to Namaste Bombay.
Aww. Guys, I feel so bad for him. Who's gonna be the star of his movie now?
Cheetahs? Look.
Chanel lowers the poster. Outside a window, they spot Rahim standing with Geeta. Elsewhere, Kamal sits at a table.
Where is this Raju? Why he is not here? Send him. Goodbye.
Dorinda and Vic bring over Geeta.
Why you are not filling out application form for dental school?
We found the perfect lead for the movie.
Me too. Rahim in a wig is wonderful.
No, Uncle. It's Geeta.
Rahim steps behind Geeta and puts his hands on her shoulders.
What you're talking? No one wants to see choreographer on the screen. That's why they are always behind the scenes.
She's a star, and I'm going to prove it. This is my movie, and this is my one chance. So I have to do what I believe in.
And?
Vic glances towards Chanel. She nods.
And make a great movie.
Kamal stares at his nephew, then smiles and taps Vic's chest.
Now you're talking like real director.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I promise I won't let you down.
Let's see what you got.
Let's get the movie.
Outside, Vic stands beside a phone camera.
Silence, please. We are going for a take. Namaste, Bombay. PBS, One World.
Mark it.
Playback.
The Cheetah Girls dance on a rug in different colored saris. More dancers hurry over. Geeta steps out from behind a parted cloth in a red crop top and long skirt. She poses behind the Cheetah Girls.
Yay, love always finds a way, every single time. Once we learn to trust our hearts, and know inside it feels right. Now we see who we are in a different light. We're not so far apart, anything is possible.
Courtyard, the girls run with sheer red cloths held above their heads. Confetti drifts over them. They kick back their heels. Geeta and Rahim sing to each other. Cheetah Girls dance inside a stone structure, each performing behind a carved window. Dorinda spins. Hey, 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 Aqua knocks her fist against her hip as she moves rhythmically. Male performers leap up and down, and Raheem dances with a red scarf around his neck. A group of the men move in a diamond formation, then spread out to form a V shape as they dance. Raheem and Geeta sit in a silver carriage pulled by a white horse. The Cheetah Girls ride in a box on an elephant's back. A man dances while he holds a young boy up. A woman waves her arms high in the air. Vic says something to his camera operator and points. Kamal hugs Vic. The Cheetah Girls wave from the top of the elephant. Fade to black. Highlights from the story appear.
I know you think that you're in control, but watch and learn, cause this is how we roll. Work it just like this, let's see you try and do that. What's the matter, can't you figure it out? Cause you look confused, mixed up, no doubt. There's really no chance that you can do our dance. Can't keep up, no.
Try to keep up, yeah.
Can't keep up, no.
Oh, oh, come on, come on.
Yeah, yeah,
show me what you got.
Try to follow, watch me now. If you think that you know how, then dance me. Dance me if you can.
Hey,
make it look easy, that's the way.
That's the way.
If you think you got what it takes, then dance me. Dance me if you can.
Logo, Disney Channel.